Welcome to Project I Am with Dr. David Schloss. Grab your coffee, green tea, or smoothie. Find your favorite listening spot or put on your walking shoes. Ready? Let's go.
Welcome back to Project I Am. I am so glad that you're here. My name is Dr. David Schloss, and today I want to peel back the mask that many of us wear. I want to peel back the smile that hides the ache. Through my own work in therapy and me growing and continuing to heal, I wrote a poem about this very thing. And centered around this poem, I want to explore more about what it means when we live on autopilot, when we cling to humor, to charm, and control as coping strategies rooted in early survival. I'm going to be touching on internal family systems, trauma research, and personal reflection. And in this episode, I want to unpack how defensive ego states and old patterns oftentimes become our default identities, even when they no longer serve us. Through storytelling, insight, and guided mindfulness practice, I want to gently invite you to come home to yourself. And I want to remind you that we don't have to perform to be loved. Today's episode is an invitation to wake up, to be present, and to know that maybe for the first time, being here just as you are is enough. So let's get ready. But before we do, here is the disclaimer.
This podcast is created for educational and inspirational purposes only and is not a substitute for professional mental health services, diagnosis, or treatment. Although Dr. Schloss is a licensed mental health professional, listening to this podcast does not create a therapeutic relationship. The content shared here is intended to support your personal development and mental wellness journey, but it should not be considered medical or psychological advice tailored to your individual situation. If you are in need of therapeutic support, please seek help from a qualified mental health provider in your area. If you are experiencing a mental health crisis, please contact a local crisis line or emergency services immediately. Views expressed by any guests on the show are their own and do not necessarily reflect views of Dr. Schloss or the views of Project I Am.
Welcome back to Project I Am. I'm Dr. David Schloss, and I want to invite you into a moment of truth today, one that, if you let it, can become a doorway to greater freedom and deeper connection. This episode is called The Smile That Hides the Ache, Waking Up from Autopilot. And this episode is actually deeply personal for me. This is about the way that so many of us perform our way through life, smiling when we're aching, laughing when we're lonely, showing up as the strong one, the funny one, the together one, even when we feel like we're falling apart on the inside. And this episode could be about you. It could be about you if you've ever walked into a room and immediately wondered how you needed to change yourself in order to be accepted. It could be about you if you've ever been everyone else's confidant, but really no one knows what keeps you up at night. It could be about you if you've ever felt like you're living behind glass, smiling on the outside, but silently begging someone to see you. This episode could be about you. And so as we begin, I want to share with you a poem that I wrote and I put to music. I'm not going to read the poem. I'm going to play the music part of it that I put together, and we'll discuss it afterwards. Get ready. Here we go.
I use my smile and humor like a pimp uses a whore. A slick transaction, a show, something bright enough to distract you from what's really going on. I flash teeth like currency, make you laugh, make you comfortable, make you believe I'm the life of the party, but I've never been invited to stay once the lights come on. I learned early how to twist pain into punchlines, how to fold myself small until I could slip into any room and disappear beautifully. As a kid, I watched other kids from the sidelines like a ghost with a clipboard and no ticket to play. I smiled big, I laughed loud, I became the echo of what people wanted me to be. But echoes don't get held. I've been the outsider, the observer, the boy standing just outside the circle with jokes for armor and ache for blood. And nobody knew because I made it look good. See, this loneliness, it's quiet. It hums low beneath the floorboards of my chest. It doesn't scream. Just stays, always stays. I dress it up in charm, polish it with wit, but the truth is barefoot, the truth is shaking. The truth hides behind curtains and prays not to be called on. They call me funny, they say I light up a room. But when the talking stops, no one calls. And I wonder, what if I laid it all down? The act, the smile, the perfect timing. What if I said, I'm tired of laughing through the ache, tired of hosting the party when I'm dying to go home. I am not a comic relief. I am not a good time in disguise. I am a child still waiting at the edge of the playground, hoping someone might turn, reach out and say, you don't have to pretend anymore. You belong here. You always did.
Maybe that poem hit something in you. Maybe it made you uncomfortable. I know sharing it with you made me a little bit uncomfortable. Or maybe it felt like someone finally put into words what you've never had permission to say. For the rest of this podcast, I want to walk you through five movements. 1. The masks we master. 2. Life on autopilot. 3. The cost of control. 4. The power of mindfulness. And 5. Being present is enough. 1. The masks we master. Carl Jung said, "The persona is that which in reality one is not, but which oneself as well as others thinks one is." You see, the truth is that many of us wear masks that honestly have kept us alive. These masks have helped us navigate our families, our schools, our churches, and our relationships. Maybe your mask was a smile. Maybe your mask was competence, or sexuality, or religion. Or maybe your mask was silence. We became fluent in adapting, and in that process of adapting, we exiled parts of ourselves. The lonely part, the angry part, the afraid part. The tender part, the one who wants to scream or sob or sleep for a month. The problem is that these masks that we wear, they come at a cost. They keep us protected, but also separate. They keep us safe, but also unseen. And eventually the mask becomes so tight that we forget there was ever a real face beneath it. 2. Life on autopilot. Living on autopilot isn't always obvious. It's not always dramatic. Sometimes it looks something like smiling at the grocery store when we are barely holding it together. It may look like nodding in a meeting when our chest is really screaming. Or it may look like saying, "I'm fine, I'm fine, I am fine," so many times that you forget what not fine even means. Dr. Dan Siegel calls this the river of integration. He says that we fall out of the flow when we veer towards chaos or rigidity. For many trauma survivors, the safer option is oftentimes rigidity, predictability, control, or sameness. We follow the script. We stay in our lane. We keep smiling. But here's the problem. Autopilot might keep us from crashing, but guys, it also keeps us from truly living. 3. The cost of control. control becomes the coping strategy of choice when we fear the unknown. When chaos in our past taught us that surrender equals danger, we begin to cling. We begin to hold on really tightly to plans, to people, to perfection. But what if I told you that being in control isn't the same as being in charge? You see, control is reactive. Being in charge is responsive. Control is driven by fear, whereas being in charge is anchored in presence. When we're constantly trying to manage perception, we lose touch with authenticity. And authenticity, well, that's the only place where true connection grows. Time for an interlude. Ego states and conditioned coping. The masks we wear and the autopilot behaviors that we default to are often rooted in what psychology refers to as defensive ego states. These are protective adaptations formed early in our lives, particularly in response to environments that felt unsafe, invalidating, or chaotic. According to internal family systems theory, these parts of the self work to manage pain, to regulate overwhelming emotions, and to protect the more vulnerable inner states. When our emotional states are overwhelmed, we develop coping mechanisms that are efficient and perhaps even life-saving at the time. We use humor, hyper-independence, perfectionism, emotionally numbing, or people-pleasing. These things may have kept us accepted and out of harm's way or emotionally afloat. But over time, these temporary defenses harden into personality structures. As trauma expert Bessel van der Kolk says, the body keeps the score, and so does the mind. Even when the danger is long gone, the nervous system still scans for threats, and these ego states stay online long past their expiration date. Think of these ego states like old, well-worn shoes that you once wore during a storm. During the storm, they protected your feet. They kept you moving. They helped you survive the terrain. But now the storm is over, and you are still wearing those same shoes, though they no longer fit. They've molded around an identity that was formed in crisis, not wholeness. Now they pinch, they blister, they slow you down, and yet because they once saved you, it's really hard to let them go. That is why healing doesn't mean eliminating defenses. Rather, it means becoming conscious of them. It means learning to ask, is this strategy still serving me? Is this coping strategy helping me connect? Or is it keeping me safe, but all alone? Bringing awareness to these parts and understanding their origin allows us to loosen their grip and begin choosing presence over protection. Okay, enough interlude, back to the movements. 4, the power of mindfulness. Mindfulness is the practice of showing up fully in this moment, without trying to fix it or flee it. It is the act of saying, I am here now, and that is enough. Jon Kabat-Zinn defines mindfulness as awareness that arises through paying attention, on purpose, in the present moment, non-judgmentally. I'll say that again. Jon Kabat-Zinn defines mindfulness as awareness that arises through paying attention, on purpose, in the present moment, non-judgmentally. It's not about emptying your mind. It's about meeting your mind. Let's do a short mindfulness practice together right now, if you're able. Close your eyes if it's safe to do so. As you close your eyes, feel your breath. Breathe in. And breathe out. Notice the tension in your jaw, in your shoulders, in your neck. Keep breathing. Ask yourself, what emotion is present in me right now? as you identify that emotion. Just allow it to be there. Whisper to yourself, this moment right now is enough. I am enough. When you're ready, open your eyes and come back to this podcast. 5. Being present is enough. Presence dismantles the need to perform. Presence says, I don't have to have it all together to be worthy of love. Presence says, my job is not to entertain or impress, but to inhabit. So many of us grew up thinking that we had to earn our place. But what if love isn't earned? What if love is simply received? You see, you were never too much. You were never not enough. You were simply not met with the safety that you needed in order to be you. But now you get to choose differently. Now you get to come home to yourself. Not all at once, but breath by breath. Time for the closing reflection. Today, I want you to hear this. You don't have to smile to be loved. You don't have to perform to be seen, and you really don't have to be strong all the time. It is okay to come undone. It is okay to have needs. It is okay to tell the truth. It is okay to want to be held. Let yourself be interrupted by presence. And when you find yourself on autopilot again, and you will, just gently say, ah, I'm here again, and I choose to come back home to myself. This is what it really means to wake up, to remember that you are already whole, you always have been. You are already beloved, you always have been, and you are already home. Thank you for being here today with me on Project I Am. If this episode resonated with you, I'd love for you to share it with someone else who's really tired of pretending. And if you haven't yet, leave a review or subscribe. It helps Project I Am grow and reach more people who are ready to live with courage and clarity. Until next time, this is Dr. David Schloss. This is Project I Am. Stay awake, stay tender, and stay you. May you be well.
The weather today will be glorious. Put on your sunglasses, sunscreen, and sun smiles. You're gonna love it.